This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKean. Protesters marched through the streets of Dalhousie on Sunday as part of days-long demonstration against Myanmar's military coup. It comes a day after a UN special envoy urged the Security Council to take action to quell junta violence that this past week left more than 50 peaceful demonstrators dead and scores injured. Protests have been taking action in various cities across Myanmar since the February 1st takeover, which ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi, who was reversed years of slow progress toward democracy in Myanmar, which for five decades had languished under strict military rule that led to international isolation as well as sanctions. Pope Francis and Iraq's top Shiite cleric have delivered a powerful message of peaceful coexistence, urging Muslims to embrace Iraq's long-beleaguered Christian minority during a historic meeting. Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani said religious authorities have a role in protecting Iraq's Christians and that they should live in peace and enjoy the same rights as other Iraqis. The Vatican says Francis thanked al-Sistani for having raised his voice in defense of the weakest and most persecuted. This happened during some of the most violent times in Iraq's recent history. The Pope then traveled to the ruins of the ancient city of in the traditional birthplace of the biblical patriarch Abraham for an interfaith meeting. Again, Pope Francis and Iraq's top Shiite cleric delivering a powerful message of peaceful coexistence, urging Muslims to embrace Iraq's long-beleaguered Christian minority. This is VOA News. South Korea and the United States will conduct its springtime military exercise this week, but the joint drill will be smaller than usual because of the coronavirus pandemic. The allies will begin a 9-day computer-simulated command post exercise Monday. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said in a statement that the combined drills are closely monitored by North Korea, which calls them a rehearsal for war. South Korea and the United States decided to move forward with the drills after comprehensively taking into consideration the COVID-19 situation and the maintenance of the combat readiness posture, the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, and the establishment of the peace. The drills will not include outdoor maneuvers, which have carried out throughout the year, and the number of troops and equipment will be minimalized due to the pandemic. In a camp at the U.S.-Mexico border, some asylum seekers were told by U.S. officials that the U.S. government would reopen their cases and they would eventually be able to enter the U.S. to wait outside the asylum process. The new opening for people previously denied came as Mexican authorities worked to close the improvised camp along the banks of the Rio Grande that had housed thousands of asylum seekers over the more than 2 years it existed. Last month, the Biden administration began processing asylum seekers who had been forced to wait out the long process from Mexico during the Trump administration. Auckland, New Zealand's biggest city, emerged on Sunday from a strict week-long lockdown imposed after a community cluster of more than a contagious UK coronavirus variant. There were no new local COVID-19 cases recorded Sunday. That's according to health officials, which allowed the restrictions to ease. If no community cases are confirmed during the rest of Sunday, it makes the first full 7 days since the last community case. There are still limits on public gathering in the city of nearly 2 million. However, masks are obligatory on public transport, the government said, it might ease restrictions in Auckland further Friday and bring them to the same level as the rest of New Zealand. Dozens of people gathered in front of the Minnesota governor's mansion in the United States to demand accountability for police officers days before a former Minneapolis officer set to go on trial in the death of George Floyd. Many of the roughly 150 people who demonstrated in Minnesota were relatives of others who died in encounters with police. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.